Chapter 10, Sincerity, read by two-time Emmy Award-winning actress Madarima Judith Light, who has also devoted herself to pioneering humanitarian service.
Sincerity. What do you want? I want sincerity. Meditate on the cry of a hungry child. Meditate on the heart of a saint. Living in the presence of light. There is a friend, a real friend, who is waiting for us and welcoming us. The name of that friend is sincerity. When we become sincere, we are bound to feel that our goal can be reached, that the goal need not and cannot remain always a far cry. Sincerity is the living force, the quintessence of everything divine in us. It is the motivating force that increases the heart power in us. Sincerity means constantly living in the presence of light. Light embraces humanity with all its imperfections and tries to illumine human ignorance so the human life can be elevated into the divine life. Sincerity is the life of our heart. If we have sincerity, then we have to know that we are already marching towards our destined goal. Sincerity is our safeguard. At each moment, a sincere seeker is running towards his destined goal, either consciously or unconsciously. If we want to make constant progress here on Earth, then what we need is a sincere heart. The sincerity of the heart will forever last. Seeing from God's perspective. There are two types of sincerity. One is human sincerity, the mind's sincerity. The other is divine sincerity, the heart's sincerity. Human sincerity comes from the most developed member of the human family, the mind. The mind tells us that this is sincerity. That is insincerity. The mind inspires or commands us to say the right thing, the sincere thing. But there is also something called the heart's sincerity, which is a different matter. The heart's sincerity is oneness with the will of the Supreme. Sometimes the mind is sincere, but only when the mind can gain some profit or benefit from sincerity. Sometimes the mind is sincere because it feels an inner compulsion. It feels inwardly obliged. But in the heart's sincerity, there is an inner, special purpose that the human mind cannot fathom. If you are spiritual, you will be ready eventually to unite your will with the Supreme's will. That is the kind of sincerity we are aiming at. In the outer world, telling the truth is the highest form of sincerity. In the inner world, sincerity is seeing the truth through God's eye and feeling the truth through God's heart. This is inner sincerity. Let us feel that we have grown into inner sincerity. Let us become inner sincerity. Sincerity is to discover the truth in its own way. The heart vessel. We always know whether we are sincere or not. Sincerity is not something that we have to be taught. It comes from deep within. When an idea or feeling comes to the fore from the innermost recesses of our heart, we are bound to be sincere. But very often the idea comes from the mind, which is constantly negating itself. This moment we think that the idea is true and we fight for it, but the next moment we discover that it is absolutely false. If our focus of concentration is in the heart and not in the mind, then what comes to the fore will be all sincerity. Inside the heart is the soul, and what comes from the soul cannot be anything but a flood of sincerity. More than that, it is also a flood of spirituality. Through the heart, the soul speaks most powerfully and convincingly. If we spend more time in our heart than in our mind, then we are bound to know what sincerity is. Inside our heart, we have an inner vessel, and this vessel is every day filled by God's purity. There we can grow. When our existence grows there, then we will see that we are collecting a bumper crop of sincerity every day. Sincerity is heart, the plant. Sincerity is life, the tree. The sincerity magnet. In the inner life, if there is no sincerity, nothing can be achieved. And to whom are you being sincere? You are being sincere to yourself. You have a higher reality and you have a lower reality. When you become sincere, immediately you pull your lower reality up to your higher reality. Just like a magnet, your higher reality pulls up your lower reality so that it can take shelter in the higher reality. By consciously seeing the sincerity in someone else, our own inner sincerity will come to the fore. Our inner being will try to communicate with the sincerity of that particular person. And then, like a magnet, it will draw sincerity either from that person or from the source from which all sincerity comes. Our good qualities will act like a magnet, and others will bring their good qualities right in front of us. A baby's cry. When you repeat, "I want to be sincere, I want to be sincere," this does not mean that all the insincere actions that you did yesterday must come forward. Use the positive approach by repeating, "I want to be sincere, I want to be sincere," and offer your sincerity to the Supreme. If you consciously think of your impurity and insincerity, then purity and sincerity will never visit you. Your prayer for purity and your prayer for sincerity are enough. Your prayer is bringing down light, and that light will enter into you and illumine you. When you feel you are wanting in sincerity, try to imagine right in front of you a baby crying pitifully for its mother's attention. The cry of a baby is absolutely sincere. Try to identify with the sincere cry the child has. If you can identify with the child's cry, with its helplessness, then sincerity will automatically dawn. Each sincerity cry will eventually become a perfect satisfaction smile. Sincerity's unparalleled joy. Please try to remember the consequences of insincerity in your life. If you told a lie and were caught red-handed, then naturally you were embarrassed. You felt miserable. Anything that you did wrong in the past will have unfortunate consequences. Again, anything good, anything divine that you have done will have good consequences. The joy that we get by being sincere is unparalleled. We have to give due value to sincerity. Only if we value sincerity and give due importance to sincerity will we be able to increase our sincerity. If we see that somebody is sincere, we may say, "I can also become sincere." But there is a great difference between saying, "I can," and saying, "I have become." Others do many things that we feel we can also do. We feel that it is only a matter of giving ourselves a chance. But we have to prove that we can do these things. You can become more sincere just by feeling that sincerity gives you tremendous joy. Suppose you are about to say or do something wrong. Immediately stop and think, "How can I do this undivine thing? It will take away all my joy." Then you will not do it. You will find that by abstaining from some undivine activities, you are getting infinitely more joy than if you had allowed yourself to do something undivine. So it is joy that will always help you do the right thing. A heart of sincerity is bound to carry innumerable joy waves. The thorny path, the sunlit path. When sincerity knocks at our door, nothing is difficult. But as long as we remain insincere, everything is difficult. When we sincerely study, we pass our examination. But when we do not study sincerely, it takes us many years to pass our examination. Sincerity travels along the straight path, the short path, and the sunlit path, whereas the path of insincerity is dark, full of thorns, and without beginning or end. It is only through your prayers that you can increase your sincerity and all other divine qualities. If you need peace, you have to pray for peace. If you need sincerity, if you need love, it is through prayer and meditation that you will develop these qualities. If you have real sincerity, sincerity itself will protect you. Sincerity has abundant power, but we underestimate that power. When sincerity is firm, you cannot make any mistake. Sincerity power will negate temptation power, and the result is that you will become more sincere. But when you do make a mistake, you should always try again. If you really have sincerity,